Here stands Picnic Area by David Fryer. Nearby is the chimney of the former Burrs Mill, a remnant of the once thriving cotton mills and later bleach works, industries that were a major source of employment until their closure in the 1930s. After years of dereliction, visitors can now come to enjoy the country park and the activity centre.
Picnic Area was commissioned in 1998. David is a really whimsical and challenging artist who likes to investigate the sort of fallacies and assumptions that people make about different things and challenge the whole way they think about them.
David was inspired by the heritage of his surroundings, but not in the way you might expect.
David was interested by the fact that most of the other artists who were working on the trail at the time were responding to the heritage of sites. Essentially, we'd invited him to a site that is full of heritage. He's always resistant to being pigeonholed in that way. So he began to think about the nature of heritage itself and the fact that the park is a very popular visitor attraction and people, you know, there's a lot of leisure activities there and sports, canoeing and such like, that he began to question the whole nature of visiting, essentially perceived the act of drawing people in as tourists as being a trap, and I mean, people often talk about tourist traps, so he actually decided to make a human-sized trap, which is actually also a picnic area, so that the act of being invited to picnic was a trap.
As you look at the sculpture, you'll see that the words picnic area are actually inscribed on the plate of the trap.
The trap bit is a table height. You can sit and have a picnic there.
Is the country park a public amenity or a tourist trap? You decide.